world as it is, without rose-colored glasses, as I try to do as a journalist, I see what's there. That will make you pessimistic. But then you have to exercise your will optimistically, believing that each of us singly and all of us collectively can be an agent of change. And I have to get up every morning and imagine a more confident future and then try to do something that day to help bring it about.
The legendary Bill Moyers in 2011. He's died at the age of 91. Deepest condolences to his family. I'm Amy Good.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting at 88.3 FM and available on your internet at wrct.org. Pinckney Hall will begin in just a couple of seconds.
Bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. Weatherman and the crazy chief. One says sun and one says sea. AM and FM, the PM too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Seen the ads, cause it's nice. Better work hard, I seen the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Folks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, wait, bye-bye. Wait, bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell rings. Take one out, do y'all. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has leapt to attention. Lunar landing of the dentist convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's doing TV land. It's no good for man, so work in cages. Hit the town, he thinks his wages. You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice you ain't getting? You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Get your car out of that gear. Call the mops, a fire and Engels. Came to the checkout at the 7-Eleven. Mops was good, but he had sense. Engels lent him the necessary bits. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Magnificent. What do we got? Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check on the game, but they was murdered by the other.
other team went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false, you'll be given the same reward. Socrates and Milhouse Gibson both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or Tintin, who's more famous is a billion million. Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie.
Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Radio 88.3 FM. My name's Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host for the next hour or so, getting you all warmed up for Zombo and Zombo's In Your Brain. We're starting the day off with The Clash. That was the Magnificent Seven off of Sandinista, Poor Budgie. What we're going to do today is we're going to play music from artists who were born in June. And, you know, I don't know when The Clash were born. I didn't look that up. But Mick Jones, the group's guitar player, was a June baby. So that's how we're bringing you into Pinckney Hall today with their take on capitalism and the consumer society. Now, let's see. Before we go back to the music, as usual, we will give you a couple of old public service announcements, oldies but goodies. If you're out in the, here's one for you who are planning to spend some of your holiday weekend out in the woods. Just because your campfire looks out doesn't mean it is out. So before leaving it, follow these simple steps. Down your embers with drown your embers with water or dirt, stir them, drown them again. Then check with the back of your hand if they feel cold. Remember, it's the back of your hand, not the front of your hand. By following these steps, you can help prevent wildfire. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT. Now, what else we got for you? Well, we'll give you a medical one. Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is life-changing. It is a life-changing word because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they'd never even heard of until the diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org. Okay. Those are your public service announcements for the day. I'm going to give the next record a brief introduction. The next record was the first international hit by an artist from Jamaica. And she was born in June, so she qualifies to be played today. The record was recorded, it was produced, recorded by Chris Blackwell, the founder of Island Records, who went on to make a lot of money and sell a lot of good music. This one was, since he was just starting out, it was actually recorded in London, but the most of the rest of his work happened in Jamaica. And for any of you, this is a rare book a review from Kenny Joe. If you are interested in Jamaica, and especially the fact that for a country its size, at least when I was growing up, it produced an awful lot of great music and an awful lot of great runners. And there's a book that explains an awful lot about Jamaica, an awful lot about those two qualities and how they came about in ways that you might never have imagined. It's the author of the book is Orlando Patterson, and I think the title is Confounding Island. You know, how can an island that size and with that much but that much wrong with it, we'll say it frankly, that much wrong with it, do such a good job of producing musical and athletic talent. Anyhow, that's my book recommendation. I think that's my first one, and I don't know how many years of doing this. So here goes the music.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab about town doing the best thing so conservative. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by? Making records, this sounds a groovy high five. I say yeah yeah, and that's what I say yeah yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the knock and see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you. Never need you to thrill, it's hard to tell you, because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say, yeah yeah. And turn the lights down low so the knock and see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling slow. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that first set of June Babies. We started it off with Millie Small. This was kind of the UK set. Millie Small, of course, was not from the UK. She was from Jamaica, but the song was recorded in the UK by Chris Blackwell. Island Records was just beginning then, so I don't think when the 45 came out, it was under... It bore the imprint of Island Records, but I can't remember what it was, so we'll move on to the next song, which was by the Kinks, and it was Ray Davies was the June Baby there, and we played A Well-Respected Man. That was off the Quiet Kinks EP. I mentioned that because that was, if I'm not mistaken, my memory's not as good as it used to be, but I'm pretty sure that was a Record Store Day record. And then we moved on to Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames doing the UK version of Yeah Yeah, when that was on the hit list in the US. They kind of scotched the saxophone solo there, but there you have the full version. And last but certainly not least, the Gang of Four doing He'll Send in the Army. Their comment on the patriarchal family, and the June Baby in that case was John King, the lead singer for the Gang of Four. We'll go next up. We'll play some domestic June Babies, but before we do that, let me tell you about some other programs you might want to check out here on WRCT. Monday nights we have Garage Radio. Pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage Radio, Monday night starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running. Garage Radio, Monday nights at 7 p.m., only on WRCT. And then, on Tuesday nights, we have Songs to XY to. Songs to cook to, bike to, sleep to. Each week, we'll play 1 hour of music to be the soundtrack to a particular activity. The perfect dinner party playlist, the Kennywood bike ride mix, songs to lull you to sleep, and more. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Okay. Next up, we have Laurie Anderson.
Take this mole off my back and put it on my cheek, and while I'm here, why don't you give me some of those high-heeled feet? And he said, listen, there's no guarantee. Nature's got rules and nature's got laws. But listen, the guy with the monkey's paw. And I said, what? Saying, Buster said, he said, the way I feel, I'd be better off dead. He said, I got everything I ever want. Now I can't give it up, it's a trap, just mine.
So what? Jones barroom on a corner by the square. They were serving drinks as usual. The usual crowd was there. On my left stood Big Joe McKennedy. His eyes bloodshot red. Turned to the crowd around him. These are the very words he said. St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. May search this wide world over, never find a sweet man like me. When I die, please bury me in my high-top Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain.
Just promise me, darling, crying, my soul dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. Of my days, I'll never part from you, and your loving way. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. The rest of my days, I'll never part from you and your loving way.
Let me tell you what was in that set of June Babies. The last song was Johnny Ace doing Pledging My Love. Before that, we had Dave Van Ronk doing his version of St. James Infirmary. Sometimes I get tempted to play a whole show of that song, but I don't know. I doubt it's going to happen, though. After that, we had Howlin' Wolf doing Moaning at Midnight. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. And we started the set off with Laurie Anderson doing Monkey's Paw. Now, Howlin' Wolf, I'm going to tell you about a show I am really going to do. That recording was off of a two-CD set that was released, I think, in 2000 called Sam Phillips, the Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. And yes, that was recorded by Sam Phillips. I don't think his recording studio was very old then. It wasn't even called Sun Records. But that was one of the first songs he did. Howlin' Wolf was signed to, I think he was already signed to Chess Records, but they sent him down to Memphis to record that. And if you'll indulge me a little bit, I'm going to read you the liner notes for that song. If Jerry Lee was the most talented, this is from Sam. It's a lot of quotes from Sam. If Jerry Lee was the most talented, there's no question in Sam's mind that Howlin' Wolf was the most profound. The first time Sam heard Wolf, he famously declared, "This is where the soul of man never dies." He was so in awe of Wolf, he said, that when he first got him into the studio in June of 51, "I was totally blinded by the sound of his voice. His distinctiveness was so overwhelming to me that I couldn't find a way to make a suggestion." And for Sam Phillips, that's quite a statement. He was he didn't just sit back there and do the dials. He told his talent how to improve, shall we put it that way. Final bit of that. When Phillips sent this record to pioneering WLAC DJ Gene Nobles, he wrote, "I know I'm partial, but this is the most different record I ever heard." So, Howlin' Wolf. He had an interesting career. He wasn't especially long-lived. I think he died in his early 60s, but he goes from Charlie Patton through Rolling Stones. He learned the guitar from Charlie Patton. He worked with many, many names that are famous in blues. He went from country blues to what we now call Chicago blues. The Rolling Stones were big fans of Howlin' Wolf. As a matter of fact, I think the Rolling Stones' first hit was their version of his song, Little Red Rooster, won the hit over here as a hit in the UK. And when the Stones were first, I think it was their first U.S. tour, I don't know, certainly their first U.S. TV show. It was a dance program called Shindig. Had the Rolling Stones on, but the Rolling Stones said they would only perform if they also had Howlin' Wolf. And that was the first time that an African-American artist appeared on that show. For all I know, it was the last time. But he might be, I don't know, there may be more, but he's in both the Blues Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As far as I know, he's the only one. But, you know, I am going to do a Howlin' Wolf show. Artists who've worked with him, people that have covered his music. I think I can do that for an hour and you won't get bored. Okay, so enough of that. What are we doing now? Oh, we only have 15 minutes till Zombo. He's in the red room getting ready to do his thing. Or is it the green room? Yeah, I can't tell. Okay, what are we going to do? We got one more June Baby coming up. We have to do some hometown music, right? That's one of the things we like to do at WRCT is promote hometown music, and usually we do it for current artists, but I'm going to play you one who is long past. I'm going to play you a song by Earl Garner, who was a, if you're not familiar with the name, he was a great jazz pianist who grew up and got his start in Pittsburgh. And he had a long career. He had such a long career that Kenny Joe heard him live. And that's something. As a matter of fact, I got to hear him three or four times. He had gigs in a place I used to work. So. Okay, we're gonna do Earl Garner, and then we'll do a little bit of new music for you to bring you up to Zombo. Thank you.
my new best friend Miranda, waiting on a hurricane. Nothing could be sweeter than a frozen margarita when the future's fraught with wind and rain. The beach is filled with tourists who could have gone the forests, but they're here, so what the heck, they're gonna stay. Girls in string bikinis getting drunk on pink martinis, thinking nothing's gonna chase their son away. Biding my time, making up rhymes. Oh, to be young and carefree, now that would be sublime. Won't you join me for a Mai Tai? We can watch the waves at high tide, raising Cain and rain and terror on the dunes. The forced evacuation's gonna ruin my vacation. Gonna crack a beer and play a couple tunes.
So we sailed. Abe Lincoln paid in gold. For the rebel boat I stole became a captain brave and bold as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls as I sailed, as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls, saving laws across the fall. And bravely I stood tall as I sailed. And when the war was done, as I sailed, as I sailed. And when the war was done, as I sailed. And when the war was done, I came home to Charleston town. And I bought my slaver's home as I sailed, as I sailed. And I bought my slaver's home as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls, as I sailed, as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls, as I sailed. My name is Robert Smalls, slavery laws I fought to fall. And bravely I stood tall as I sailed.
I got to do something here. Okay, I got to interrupt the flow of the music because I forgot to give you a... so busy telling you about Howlin' Wolf, Chester Burnett, that I forgot to tell you about Remaster Media. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remaster.com. Got one more song for you, and then it's Sambo. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on July 4th. I checked my contract. That's not a day off for me, so I will be here next Friday. We'll play songs appropriate for the occasion.
I started playing when I was about 12 years old, really, coming from the heart and play guitar. I'd be off the beaten path.
Burning deep down inside him. music pumping through his veins, he would become the life source of the blues. He was young and he had so much to give us.
I left Mississippi when I was 14 years old.
He perceived the blues because the music was his one love.
So fucking blind.
The blues began when we took our first breath of air. The blues will be here until there's no one left on earth to share. He's on a blues man's journey. It's the only life he's ever known. On a blues man's journey, he'll have to travel that road alone. On a blues man's journey, he'll never get out of these blues alive. On a blues man's journey, he's going into overdrive. He put all of his emotions into his music.
WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
In a factory where they're making ammunition, but it